This morning, the topic for our sermon is to establish a Christian family. We human beings, we spend a lot of time in our family. When we were young, we belonged to our parents' family.
We were
shaped, our character was shaped by our family background. But when we grow up, we start to have our own family. And young people get married and have kids.
那当, 年轻人他们结婚有孩子以后,
and then they have their own family.
他们就, 成立了他们的家庭。
So our whole life cannot be separated from family.
所以我们的一生都不能够以家庭分开。
But what is the difference between a Christian, God-fearing person than a non-Christian?
那一个敬畏神的基督徒, 一个不敬畏神的人有什么分别呢?
That is, our family is different than the rest of the people who don't believe in God.
就是我们相信神的人, 我们的家庭与不相信神的人是不一样的。
And what is the difference?
那不一样在哪里呢?
Let's look at the book of Psalm.
我们看诗篇
127.
诗篇第127篇.
Psalm 127.
诗篇127篇.
Verse 3.
第三节.
Psalm 127 verse 3. 127 verse 3.
诗篇127篇, 第三节. 第三节,儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。 所怀的胎是他所接的赏赐。Verse
4.
第四节, 少年时所生的儿女, 好像勇士手中的剑。Verse
5.
第五节, 箭带充满的人, 便为有福, 他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候, 必不至于羞愧。好,
and then 128, verse 1 to 4.
那诗篇128篇, 第一到第四节, 诗篇128篇第一到第四节, 第一节, 凡敬畏耶和华, 遵行他道的人便为有福。 第二节, 你要吃劳碌得来的, 你要享福, 事情顺利。 第三节, 你妻子在你的内室, 好像多结果子的葡萄树, 你儿女围绕你的桌子, 好像橄榄摘子。 第四节, 看啊, 敬耶和华的人,
Here paint a very beautiful picture about our family.
这里描写了关于家庭一个非常美丽的图画。
It's a very good and happy family.
是一个非常好非常快乐的家庭。
The husband and wife loving each other.
夫妻互相相爱。
And then they are blessed by God to have children.
他们也被神所祝福有了儿女。
And they work so hard and God bless their family.
他们努力工作, 神祝福他们的家庭,
they have food to eat.
他们有食物可以吃,
but more than that, the children surrounding them, they are loving each other.
最重要的是, 他们周围有儿女, 而且互相相亲相爱,
and among them, there is a fear of God in their heart.
而且在他们心中也有敬畏神的心。
So this kind of family is the perfect family that we all should strive on.
这种这样的家庭是我们大家都应当, 努力追求所拥有的。
Today, why there are so many social problems?
今天为什么社会上有这么多的问题呢?
Because there are a lot of family problems.
因为家庭都有很多问题。
Our marriages have problems.
婚姻有问题。
And then the children, they have the behavior problems.
孩子呢, 有这种行为上的问题。
And sometimes I find our church, why sometimes it's so difficult to pastor, to look after brother and sister spiritually?
为什么有时候在教会里面这么困难去牧在属灵上来牧养我们的弟兄姐妹呢?
Because family has problem.
因为他们家里面有问题。
So if you want to fix the problem,
如果你要解决这些问题,
if you fix the society problem,
如果我们要解决社会上的问题,
or we want to revive the faith of brother and sister,
或者是我们要, 重新建立起弟兄姐妹们的信心,
we have to revive the family.
我们就必须要先建立家庭。
This afternoon is our religious education year-end activity.
今天下午呢是我们宗教教育的年终的一个活动。
So many students will graduate and are going to a new term.
很多学员他们将会毕业然后进入新的学期。
And some parents, they think that, you know, oh, my job as a parent is bring my children to church and let the children educate them.
那有些父母他们这样子觉得，我的责任就是把儿女带到教会，让教会去教导他们。
But this is not completely right.
只是这不完全对。
The church can only educate your child 1 hour in a whole week.
那么教会在一个礼拜的一个小时才能教导你的儿女一次。
If you want the church to change your child, to impart any influence in him, only 1 hour per week, to change him totally, and then I think you are too optimistic.
那如果你啊要教会在一个礼拜的一个小时里面改变你的儿女呢，我觉得你太过乐观了。
Using 1 hour per week,
就是一个星期的一个小时。
It's not realistic.
其实这种是非常不实际的。
How can we educate a child?
我们怎么如何去教导孩子呢？
The only way is to have a Christian, Christ-like family.
唯一的方法就只有要有一个基督化的家庭。
How can we enjoy happy life in this world?
我们如何在世上过一个喜乐的生活呢？
The only secret is to have a Christ-like family.
就是只有家里面有这个基督化的家庭才能够。
You can imagine if you have a lot of money.
你可以试想一下，如果自己有很多钱
，You can have very successful in your life.
可能在生活上非常的成功。
But if you go home, you're not happy.
可是回到家里面却不快乐。
You don't talk to your wife.
跟妻子没话可说。
You don't talk to your husband.
跟丈夫也无话可说。
Your children don't talk to you.
跟孩子也跟你无话可说。
You hate each other.
而且互相憎恨。
Then this is not heaven. This is hell on earth.
那就不是天堂，这是人间地狱啊。
Even though you have a lot of money, your house is very big, but there's just no happiness.
即使有很多钱，家这个房子很大，也不会高兴。
Many people live in big houses.
很多人住在大房子里面。
But family has a lot of problems.
可是家里面却有很多问题。
Many houses, there are a lot of riches, many a lot of money.
有些家庭有些房子他们里面装了很多钱。
But the only things that hold the family together is money. If there's no money, they all scatter.
可是唯一能够让这个家庭能够聚在一起的就只有钱。没有了钱以后大家都会分散。
Very, very sad.
这是非常可悲的。
But for us, we are children of God.
可是我们是神的儿女。
We must know and start to work on how to build a Christian and Christ-like family.
我们必须要开始努力建立一个基督化的家庭。
How can we build such a family?
我们如何建立这样子的一个家庭呢？
There's a few principles that we must remember.
有几个原则是我们必须要记住的。
The first one.
第一点。
We must honor Christ Jesus as the head of our house.
我们必须要遵从耶稣基督为这个基督的主，对不起，这个家庭的主人。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
我们看以弗所书。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Verse 22.
二十二节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22.
以弗所书第五章第二十二节，二十二节，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
Verse 23.
二十三节，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
This verse tells us what is the order of God's creation.
这张经节告诉我们神创造的那个次序。
When God instituted marriage,
当神设立婚姻。
Marriage consists of a husband and a wife.
婚姻里面就有这个丈夫和妻子。
The husband is the head.
那个丈夫是头。
He has the responsibility to lead the house in the right direction.
那他有这个责任带领家庭走入这个正确的道路。
He has the responsibility to lead his family to fear God and to worship God.
那他有这个责任带领家庭敬畏神和敬拜神。
He has the responsibility to make sure everybody in his family obey God.
他也有这个责任要确保家里面每一个人都是遵守神诫命的。
And if there is anything wrong,
如果有任何的出错
God will not ask the wife for the problem, God will not ask the children, but God will ask the man.
那神不会问那个妻子，也不会问那些孩子，神会直接质问那个做丈夫的。
Just like Adam and Eve committed sin，
就好像亚当和夏娃当他们犯罪以后。
It was Eve who ate first the forbidden fruit，
是夏娃第一个吃那个禁果的。
But God didn't ask Eve why do you eat it？
可是神没有问夏娃说为什么你吃这个果。
But God asked the husband。
可是神却问这个做丈夫的
，What have you done？
你做了什么
？So this means husband has the more responsibility.
所以这样子看来，做丈夫就有更大的责任。
If your family is not happy，
如果你的家庭是不喜乐的
；If your marriage is not right，
如果你的婚姻是不对劲的
；If your children doesn't listen to you，
如果你的孩子不听话
，Of course they have their own problem。
当然，每一个人都有他们自己的问题。
But God will ask you。
可是神却会责问你
，You are the leader，
因为你是家里面的领导者。
What have you done？
你做了什么呢
？Why you lead them into this kind of situation？
为什么你把他们带到这种这样子的状况呢
？So that's why husband is the head。
所以丈夫就是头。
You have to play the leading role in the family。
在家里面必须要做这个带领的角色。
If the husband cannot play this role well, the family will have problem。
如果这个做丈夫的不能够好好扮演自己的角色，那整个家庭就有问题了。
But sometimes the man says, "Yeah, I want to be leader. I want to be the boss."
有时候做丈夫的会说，我想做领导者，我想做这个带领人。
My family doesn't listen to me. They don't respect me.
可是我的家人不听我的，也不尊敬我。
Then you have to ask why.
那你就要质问为什么了。
Here give us the secret how they can listen to you.
这里给了我们这个秘诀，如何让家人听从你的。
Even the husband is the head of the house.
虽然丈夫是家里面的头。
But Christ is the head of the church.
可是基督却是教会的头。
This means Christ is even the head of the husband.
就是说，这个基督也是做丈夫的头。
In your family, who is the biggest? Who is the leader?
那在你家里面，谁是最大的领导者呢？
Of course, you can say his husband is the head.
当然，我们可以说丈夫就是头。
But of course, above the husband, there's one more head.
可是，在丈夫以上却有另一个头。
This is Lord Jesus.
就是主耶稣基督。
If any time the husband forget about this fact,
如果做丈夫的他在任何时候忘记了这。这事实
He want to use his own way to lead the family.
要用自己的方式带领家庭。
He impose his own thinking to lead the family.
用自己的思想带领家庭。
Then of course it will not work well.
当然他的方式就不会做得好。
That's why in our church, in the past, in Taiwan and other places.
所以在过去我们教会，比如说在台湾或者其他的地方。
Whenever a newly couple, a young couple in the church, they got married, the church will give them a gift. That's from the church.
无论教会里面有任何的一对夫妻他们结婚，教会都会送他们一个礼物。
There's the make of a 牌匾啊 ，is a plate inscribed with the letter say Christ Jesus is the head of this house。
那会做一个牌匾送给这个新婚夫妻，牌匾上写着基督是我家之主。
When you argue，
当你们有争吵的时候
，look at this writing。
那就看看上面所写的字。
When you insist your own way。
当你要坚持己见的时候
hey, look at this.
要看看这写 上面所写的字
When you are talking louder and louder
当你们争吵声音声量越来越大的时候
Start to shout so loud
或者越喊越大的时候
Look at this.
要看看这个牌匾
Your boss is watching, the head of the house is watching you
你的头你的领导者正在看着你
When you are about to make a decision
当你要做一个决定的时候
Don't just think about what I think, what you think
不要只是说在想我要什么或者你要什么
or argue which idea is better
或者在互相争论谁的意见更加好
This title reminds you who is the boss You are not the boss Jesus is the boss
上面所写的就提醒我们谁是主人耶稣基督就是主人
When you make a big decision don't forget to kneel down and ask the head of the house what does he think
要做重大决定的时候，不要忘记跪下来问这个家的主人，他觉得怎么样
？If every family remember this，
如果每一个家庭都能够记住这一点
，If every marriage remember the head of the house is Jesus，
如果每一个家庭能够记住耶稣基督就是这个家的主人
，Then many problem can disappear。
所有的很多问题都能够消失。
Today why there are so many problem in their families？
为什么今天一些家庭里面有这么多的问题呢
？They forget who is the head。
因为他们忘记了谁是主人。
The woman want to be the head. Sometimes,
有时候那个做女人的她要成为主人。
And then sometimes the man want to be the head, but they don't know what to lead, the Jesus way.
有时候有做男人的想要做主人，可是却不懂得用基督的方式来带领。
So that's why they're always in problem.
所以常常家里面都会出现问题。
So I hope that in the future, our church can hold back this tradition, right? Every young couple in marry in the chapel, the church should give them this. This gift.
那希望将来我们就会有这样子的一个传统，或者是一个这样子的做法，就是每一次有新婚的夫妻的时候，我们就送他一个这样子的礼物。
But not only physically, but you have to hang this in your heart.
可是却不是只是在外表上，却是在心理上要这样子的遵从。
Christ should be the head of our house.
我们基督应当是家庭的主人。
We should start from marriage.
从我们的婚姻开始。
And then we'll start using this marriage, this love to attract the whole the family together.
然后用这个爱来吸引，还有就是用这个爱来维持整个家庭。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
我们看马拉基书。
The last book in the Old Testament.
旧约圣经最后一本书。
Malachi chapter 2.
马拉基书的第二章。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15.
第十五节。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15.
马拉基书第二章十五节。二章十五节，虽然神有灵的，对不起，虽然神有灵的余力能造多人，他不是单造一人么？为何只造一人呢？乃是 他愿人得虔诚的后裔，所以当谨守你们的心，谁也不可以诡诈待幼年所娶的妻。
Here said, why did God make human being the way different than He make all the animals?
为什么神造人跟造其他动物有所不同呢？
Yeah, when God make all the animals, He just make millions of them, or hundreds of them, thousands of them in one go.
那当神造其他动物的时候，他是一下子造了几千万只其他的动物。
But for a human being, He make them one by one.
可是做人呢，当他造的时候是一个一个造的。
Family by family.
一个家庭一个家庭造的。
Why?
为什么如此呢？
God can wait. God doesn't have to rush.
其实神是可以等，他不需要很紧张。
He wants every family to focus on God.
因为他要每一个家庭的注意力集中在神身上。
When the family focus on God, and then you produce godly offspring.
那当这个家庭他们的专注都在专注在神身上的时候，就能够生出敬虔的后裔。
And then if you have godly offspring, the society should be okay.
当有了敬虔的后裔，那整个社会就会没问题了。
But if your family do not focus on God,
如果家庭没有专注在神身上，
your children will not focus on God.
那孩子们就不会专注在神的身上。
And then the problem will start to come.
然后这些问题就开始来了。
If you look at how North Americans, when they build their house, you can see what is their focus.
如果我们看在北美洲他们如何建立他们的房子，我们看到他们是怎么样建立的。
In the old days,
在以前的时候
when people build their house, the house is not very big.
以前当他们建房子，房子都不是很大。
Even though the land are big, but the houses are not big.
虽然地很大，可是房子却不大。
Maximum like 2,000 square feet or 1,500, 2,000, 2,300.
大约是差不多1500尺到2000多尺。
But the land are very big.
可是他们的地呢却很大的。
But they focus on the family room.
所以他们就把整个集中在他们那个家庭的那个家庭室。
Family must sit down together eat.
因为让这个整个家庭可以坐下来一起吃饭。
Sit around the sofa.
大家可以坐在那个沙发上。
But technology advanced.
可是现在因为科技的进步。
And then the houses are becoming bigger and bigger.
我们的房子越盖越大了。
And then you can see nowadays what is the focal point of the house.
现在我们可以看到我们现在的房子的集中力在哪里。
The focal point 那个焦点啊。
焦点。
房子的焦点啊。Usually the focal point is the place where you put your big screen TV.
现在那个焦点呢，都是放在那个我们放我们的大荧幕电视机的地方了。
People ask, if I buy this house, where can I fit my 50-inch TV?
很多人都会这样子问，我买这个房子，我哪里去放我50寸的大电视机呢？
Because when you put the TV there, your whole family get it.
因为你把电视机放在那边，整个家庭都会去到那个地方
了。So in the 90s, when the houses are built, you know, they must find a place to big, big TV or family theater, home theater.
所以在90年代当他们建房子的时候，那焦点都是要如何设计那个房子可以放这个大荧幕电视机的。
That became the entertainment became the focal point of the family.
所以现在那些娱乐变成了一个家庭的焦点。
But you can now look at 2015. What is the focal point of the family?
可是2015年一个家庭的焦点在哪里呢？
People don't even share one TV nowadays.
现在我们的家庭大家都不共同看同一家电视机。
They don't watch the same program.
因为大家都不同看同样的节目。
They don't even laugh together.
也不在一起欢笑。
Why?
为什么呢？
Everybody have their iPad, tablets, iPhone, iPod, iTouch, whatever.
现在每个人都有自己的 iPhone, iPad, iTouch 了。
But even when you're eating, your finger is still busy.
虽然在吃饭，可是手指却非常繁忙。
Even you sit together, you don't talk.
虽然坐在一起，却没有谈话。
You stay in one house, but no communication.
住在同一个家庭，可是却没有沟通。
Some parent lamented to me, you know, the only way I can reach my son is to text him. I call him, he did not reply my call.
有些父母甚至这样子向我投诉说他想跟他的儿子讲话也不能够，只能够打这个短信给他。
Sometimes the mom can have to text the son on the basement who is playing video game.
有时候妈妈要打短信给在那个basement 玩打电动的儿子。
Why?
为什么如此呢？
No more focal point of the family.
因为这个家庭已经没有了焦点。
If you use a focal point as an entertainment, it's like this.If you use your focal point as entertainment,
如果你把焦点集中在娱乐上，就变成如此。
But if you use your focal point to be God,
如果你的焦点是在神身上
，When the family pray together every day,
如果这个家庭每天一起祷告
，When you eat, shut off the TV,
当我们吃饭的时候把电视机关上
，When you eat together, no electronics,
让我们一起吃饭的时候，所有的电子仪器都拿走。
From young, you train them like this.
从小，如果我们这样的焦点都在神身上。
You use God as a point of interest of gathering everybody.
让神成为把我们所有人拉在一起的这个力量。
Then that is the first step of building a Christ Christian family.
那就是建立一个基督化家庭的第一步了。
This is very important.
这是非常的重要。
And also he mentioned about the love between husband and wife.
这里也提到说夫妻之间的爱。
Let's read verse 14. Chapter 2 verse 14.
马拉基书。
The same chapter. Chapter 2 verse 14. 马拉凯。
马拉基书第二章第十四节。马拉基书二章十四节。你们还说这是为什么呢？因耶和华在你和你幼年所娶的妻中间做见证，她虽是你的配偶，又是你盟约的妻，你却以诡诈待她。
He has said, if you want us to use Christ as a family, we should use Christ's love as the center of the family.
如果我们要用基督作为我们这个家庭的焦点呢，就要用基督的爱成为这基督的。对不起，要用基督的爱成为这个维持这个家庭。
In those days, why there are family problem?
为什么在那个时候有这些家庭问题呢
？Because the husband does not love the wife.
因为做丈夫的不爱妻子。
This is a big problem.
这就是大问题了。
Many husbands today are very selfish.
今天很多丈夫都非常自私。
To be honest, it's the fact. It's true.
那其实诚实来说这真的是一个事
实。Of course, not every husband is like this.
当然不是每个丈夫都是如此。
But many men are very selfish.
可是很多男人真的是非常的自私。
In those days, in the time of Malachi,
在当时在马拉基这个时代
，the men are very selfish.
那些男人都很自私。
When their wife grow old,
当他们的妻子变老了以后
，they don't love them anymore.
他们就不爱他们了。
They go to find for another woman.
他们就去寻找别的女人。
They use treachery to treat their wife.
他们用诡诈来带他们的妻子。
So God rebuked them.
所以神这里责备他们。
If you do this, how can you build a good family?
如果你这样子做，如何可以建立一个好的家庭呢
？How can you set example for your children?
你如何能够为自己的儿女设立好的榜样呢
？So if you want to build a Christ-like family,
所以如果要建立一个基督化的家庭
，The husband must learn first. Do not be selfish.
所以做丈夫的必须要先学习，不要自私。
We must use God's love to love our wife and love our children.
要用神的爱来爱我们的妻子，爱我们的儿女。
There was a sister who recently talked to me from another country.
那在另一个国家有一位姐妹最近跟我这样子说。
She told me, I'm very disappointed in the marriage.
她说她在婚姻上非常的失望。
I said why?
我说为什么呢
？You live in this country. The country is very good.
我说你所住的国家非常好啊。
It's good welfare, good weather, good scenery. Everybody want to live here.
有很好的福利，有很好的风景，每个人都很期待住在你这个国家里面。
But she said she's not happy.
可是她却说她不高兴，不喜乐。
And then I asked her why you're not happy.
我问她说为什么你不喜乐呢
？She says.I do not feel the love of my husband.
因为她说她不觉得，她感觉不到她丈夫的爱。
And I ask her how.
那我说怎么样呢
？She said after I have babies.
她说当我有了这个小孩以后
，My husband pay more attention to the baby more than me.
那我的丈夫他把他的集中力集中在一个小孩身上。
And then my husband don't talk to me that much.
而且我丈夫也跟我很少说话。
And then when my husband come home, he just want to play video game.
每次他回家都是要打这个电子游戏机。
He still live in his own world, just like a teenager.
他还是好像一个年轻人一样住在活在自己的世界里面。
He leave me with all the housework and didn't want to help.
他把所有的家务都推在我的身上，没有帮助我。
When I ask him for help, he give me a strange look, just like asking, "What do you want?"
当我叫他帮忙的时候，他用一个很奇怪的眼光看着我，好像说你要什么。
So she said she's very sad.
所以他说他非常的不喜乐。
She want to go back to her own country.
他说他要回去他原来的国家。
Wow, I tell her don't do this, sister.
我跟他说姐妹你不要这样子做。
Of course, we'll talk to your husband.
那我说我会跟你的丈夫来谈谈。
I talk to the husband.
我跟他丈夫来谈话。
And I explain to him.
我跟他解释说
What have you been doing is not good enough.
我跟他说你所做的是不足够的。
You think you earn money and bring it home, you fulfill your duty.
你以为你把钱赚回来哪一家就已经完成你的任务了吗
?You think when you go home, you want to relax, you play video game.
你以为你回到家你要休闲所以你就玩这些电动游戏吗
?But your wife did not feel you love her.
可是你的妻子却不感觉不到你爱她。
We as a husband, we want to make sure we are not selfish.
我们作为丈夫的，我们要确保我们不是自私的人。
If you are selfish, don't get married.
如果你是自私的人，请你不要结婚。
If you are self-centered, don't get married.
如果你是一个自我中心太强烈的人，请你不要结婚。
But if you choose to get married, have a family, you better not be selfish.
那现在你选择了结婚，你有了家庭，你就不能够自私了。
We should learn from Jesus.
要从耶稣基督身上学习。
How he sacrificed for the church.
学习他如何为教会舍己。
So this is very important teachings.
这是一个非常重要的教训。
So if you want to have a Christ-like family,
如果我们要有一个基督化的家庭，
honor Jesus as the head of the house.
我们要把主耶稣尊荣成为家庭的主人。
Husband must have the love of Christ.
那做丈夫的必须要有基督的那一种爱。
Must not be selfish.
不能够自私。
But at the same time, wife have to learn to humble.
那同时做妻子的也要学习顺服。
So this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Secondly,
第二点，
if you want to build a Christ-like family,
如果要建立基督化的家庭，
we should use the teaching of Christ to guide our family.
我们要用基督的教训来带领家庭。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
我们看以弗所书
chapter 6,
第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 4.
以弗所书第六章第一到第四节。以弗所书六章一到四节，第一节，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。第二节，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。第四节，你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
This is to give us a way how to guide a family.
这里告诉我们一个方式，如何带领家庭
，is to use God's word，
就是用主的话语。
In the old days, a big family they always have something a motto 啊 ，or 家训啊 ，family teaching, a short phrase as a guide of family。
在旧时代，每一个家庭他们都有一个家训，用这个家训来带领这个家庭。
Especially the successful rich family, established family, they always have a few words to guide the principle of the next generation。
尤其是那些很成功的、有钱的的家庭，他们都有一句话、几个字来带领这个后代。
They want to make sure the younger generation learn the success from the earlier generation.
他们要确保那些年幼的能够学习长辈们的那种成功。
If this kind of spirit attitude can be passed on the next generation, then the family must be always successful.
如果这种精神、这种教训能够一直流传下去，那这个家庭就是永远成功了。
For us, we are the family of God. We are the children of God.
我们呢？我们是神的家庭，我们是神的儿女。
What should we use to teach our children?
我们应当用什么教训来教导我们的儿女呢？
Chapter 6 verse 1 tell us, we are the children should listen to the parents in the Lord.
这里六章第一节告诉你们，做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
And then tell the children about the commandment of God.
然后
tell the children about the commandment of God.
父母呢，告诉儿女关于神的诫命。
For example, he mentioned about honor your parents.
比如说这里说要孝敬父母。
That is the first commandment with a promise.
那这就是第一条带应许的诫命。
Sometimes we find out children is so difficult to teach nowadays.
现今我们发现很难教导儿女。
They don't listen to me, you say.
我们常常都会说他们不听我的话。
They didn't listen to our words.
我们常常会说他们不听我们的话。
Yes, it's true. Nowadays, nobody wants to listen to another's.
真的是如此，现在很多人都不喜欢听别人的。
But from young, if we use God's word to guide our family.
可是如果从小我们用主的话来教导他们，
It's not they listen to you.
而不是他听你的。
You have to tell them, you must listen to God.
我们要告诉他，你不是听我的，是听神的。
Daddy, mommy, listen to God.
因为爸爸妈妈都在听神的。
God is watching you.
神在看着你。
I am not with you 24 hours.
我不能够24小时跟你在一起。
I cannot follow you all your life.
也不能够在你一生当中跟随着你。
I do not know what you are playing on the video on your computer.
我不知道你在电脑上玩的是什么。
I do not know who you are meeting when you go outside.
我不知道你在外面要见什么的人。
But you must know.
可是你必须要知道。
Whatever you do, God is watching.
你无论做什么，神都在看。
This kind of mentality must be given the child from very young age.
所以这种这样子的思想呢，在小孩子很小的时候都必须要放在他的脑海里面。
Let's put it this way.
我们这样子说吧。
If they listen to God,
如果他们听神的，
they will listen to you.
他们就会听你的。
If they don't even listen to God,
如果他们不听神的,
if they do not fear God,
他们不敬畏神,
they will not listen to you.
他们是不会听你的。
So from young, we have to start to give them the word of God.
所以从小我们就必须要把神的话教给他们。
But nowadays when we teach children,
现在我们教孩子,
we tend to say, listen to me.
我们常常都如此说, 你听我的。
If you don't listen to me, I'll punish you.
我们会说，如果你不听我的，我会惩罚你。
If you don't listen to me, no iPad for one day.
你不听我的，就一天没有 iPad 玩。
We always say, my words, the way we do.
我们常常用这种方式要他听我们的话。
But we should train them, you should listen to God.
可是我们却要训练他们，要他们听神的话。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Verse 4,
第四节。
Verse 4, please read verse 4.
第四节，以弗所书六章四节，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Sometimes when we teach children, we use our emotion.
有时候我们教导儿女的时候会用自己的情绪去教导。
We are angry, we are upset.
我们会生气，会泄气。
When we pour our emotion when we teach.
把我们的情绪发泄出来。
But this is not good enough.
只是这样子做是不对的。
He tells us when we teach, do not use our emotion.
所以这里告诉我们在教导儿女的时候不要用自己的情绪。
But rather, we use God's teaching, God's word.
可是却要照着主的教训和警戒。
It's not using our own mentality, thinking.
不是用自己的思想，自己的想法。
This is very important.
这也是非常重要。
But the problem nowadays is,
可是今天的问题呢？
Our parents are so busy in the daily life.
今天的问题就是我们的父母在日常生活中非常的繁忙。
We don't even read Bible ourselves that much.
我们自己也很少读圣经。
We busy with the babies, with the children, bring them to classes, running from here to here.
我们非常繁忙照顾的我们的孩子，把孩子送在这里，送到那里去。
We seldom have chance to tell them, okay, sit down, let's sit down, let's talk about life, talk about God's word.
我们很少有时间跟他们坐下来谈论神，谈论生活。
And then our influence to our children is getting less and less.
所以我们对于孩子的影响就越来越少了。
So remember, you cannot rely on RE classes 1 hour for a whole week.To teach children to fear God.
所以我们要记住，不能够以为一个礼拜一个小时的宗教教育就能够影响你的孩子。
They can only help. The church can only help you or provide assistance.
教会只能够帮助你而已。
But the main job is still on the parents.
可是主要的工作还是在父母身上。
So it always have to start with the parents.
所以永远都是由父母身上开始。
And how can we do it?
我们要如何去做呢？
It is not difficult.
并不是那么困难。
It start with the parents for family altar.
就是在家里面建立这个家庭祭坛。
Now we have the church Bible reading schedule.
现在我们教会已经有了这个读经的这个节目表。
Every day we only read one chapter.
每一天我们只需要读一章。
And if being the parent, we can gather the children. Okay, every night before we sleep, we read one chapter and we pray to God together.
我们可以把家人都召集在一起，在睡觉之前大家读一章圣经。
Read out the word of God loud.
我们大声地把神的话读出来。
Train them to remember them some of the verses loud.
我们要训练他们去牢记某些圣经章节。
And ask them about their opinion.
问他们对于这张圣经章节的想法。
Which Bible verse you like the most?
问他们你最喜欢圣经哪一章节呢？
And then we can use God's word to teach them.
我们用神的话教导他们。
If you see their behavior has problem, use God's word, not your own word.
如果看到他们在行为上有问题，我们用神的话而不是用自己的话。
Does God like what you are doing?
那神喜欢你这样子做吗？
You have learned so much.
你学习了那么多，
Have you practiced it out?
你有没有行出来呢？
What would Jesus say if he see you doing this?
如果耶稣看到你这样子做，他会怎么觉得呢？
Then the word of God will gradually into the child's heart.
那么主耶稣的话，神的话就会慢慢的在这个孩子里面出现了。
This is about the parents' part.
这就是做父母所应当做的本分。
Now I want to talk about the children's part.
现在我要谈到做儿女的他们所要当的本分。
The young people's part.
就是青年人的本分。
Chapter 6 verse 1 say, if you being a children, you should listen to your parent in the Lord.
以弗所书六章一节说，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
This is very important.
这是非常重要。
This is your responsibility.
这就是你的责任了。
If your parents say something which does not go against the Bible,
如果你的父母说了一些话而且与圣经没有抵触的。
If the parent tell you to do something or tell you to change your attitude, it's according to the Bible.
如果你的父母叫你做某些事情或者是改变 你的行为是根据圣经去做的
You have to listen
你就必须要听
This time I want to go to USNYTS.
这一次我去到美国的这个青年神训班。
There's 100 young people there.
有一百多个年轻人。
They are all very smart.
都是非常聪明的。
Very educated.
而且也学历很高。
Wow, very talented.
而且也很有才能。
They're born in America, born in Canada.
有些在美国出生，在加拿大出生。
So many of them.
就很多人。
I have a chance to the church assigned me to give them class.
我有这个机会，教会派我能够给他们上一堂课。
But I tell them straight.
我直接地告诉他们。
From the in the first class, I tell them.
那在第一堂课我就这样子告诉他们。
You know, dear young people.
我说年轻人们。
Nowadays, your problem is not you are lacking knowledge.
现在你们的问题并不是你们缺乏知识。
It's not that you are not smart.
而不是也不是你们不太聪明。
You are all very smart, very talented.
你们都是很聪明、很有才能的人。
But what is your problem?
可是你们的问题在哪里呢？
Your problem, your generation problem is.Attitude problem.
你们这个世代的人，问题就在于你们的态度。
You think you are so smart.
你以为你很聪明。
You think you know the Bible so well.
你以为你很懂得圣经。
You go to a lot of seminars.
你去了很多讲习会。
SSC, you know, whatever, MITS, and whatever.
很多的神训班，很多的讲习会。
You have so much knowledge.
而且学习了很多。
But after learning so much, your attitude is still not right.
可是学习了这么多以后，你的那个态度却是不对的。
Right? Is it true?
这就是事实。
Ask yourself when you go back to your house, your family, how do you talk to your parents?
我们自己问自己，回到家里面如何跟父母讲话呢？
If you learn so much Bible, but when you go home, you talk to your parents not with respect, then you learn why Bible for what?
如果学了那么多圣经，回到家里面跟父母讲话却没有用尊敬的口气，那所学的有什么用呢？
You're going to all the seminars is in vain.
那么所去的所有讲习会都是徒然的。
And if you learn so much.
如果学习那么多
and you go to the church,
去到教会
you see the elderly people,
看到这些年长的弟兄姐妹们
we do not even say hi, we even say hallelujah, greet them,
也不会向他们打招呼，不会说 hi, 不会说 hallelujah,
then you learning all this Bible story, remember all the Bible verses, where did they go?
那你学了这些所谓的圣经章节又去了哪里呢？
So attitude is the key.
所以态度就是一个主要的问题。
Nowadays, not that we don't know how to do things.
现在问题不在于我们不懂得做事。
It's not that we don't have knowledge.
也不是我们没有知识。
But the problem is attitude.
而是我们的态度。
We have wrong attitude.
我们都有错误的态度。
The pride in the heart.
心里面的骄傲。
So that's why the Bible said, use Bible teaching to correct the attitude.
所以圣经告诉我们要用圣经的教训来指导他们。
Honor your parents. The word is honor means attitude.
就是要遵从自己的父母，这就是提到我们的态度了。
Honor the elderly.
要尊敬这些年长者。
Sometimes in the church, I saw young people walking around. The old people be there, even try to say hi. They just walk past as if seeing the air.
有时候看到年长者在那边，年轻人经过也没有打招呼，把他们当透明的。
Sometimes I saw young children passing me and say hello. Good.
有时候
wow, am I transparent?
有时候我看到年轻人跟他们打招呼，跟他们说 hello， 他们也只是回避。那我是透明的吗？
Wow, of course, doesn't feel right.
当然一定是有不妥的。
So this is attitude problem.
这就是态度问题。
Attitude have to be trained in your house.
我们这种态度必须要在家里面就要受训练。
Being the parent, we must know, change the children's attitude.
所以作为父母的要改变儿女的态度。
Nowadays, young children become the focal point of the family.
现在我们在家里面都把焦点集中在儿女孩子身上。
Children become kings.
家里面的孩子成为了家里面的皇
，become queens，
成为了
女王啊，
女王
，become commander in chief，
成为了家里面的这个主导者。
The whole family have those rotate around the young kids。
每整个家里面的每一个成员都要在这个孩子身上打转。
If the kid is not happy, wow, the whole family is afraid.
如果那个孩子不高兴，那整个家庭都震动了。
If you train your child like this in the future,
如果你这样子训练你的孩子，将来
in the future you'll suffer.
将来你肯定是痛苦的。
So we use Bible way to change our family.
所以我们要用圣经的方式来教导我们的孩子。
Young children respect your parent.
小孩子要尊重父母。
Parent, do not use your emotion to teach your children.
父母呢，却不要用自己的情绪去教导孩子。
Use the word of God.
要用神的话。
Use your own example.
要用自己的这个榜样。
And then that is the way to guide a Christian family.
这就是建立一个基督化家庭的方式了。
You know, if a family have read Bible, Every day, you have always have idea how to grow together.
如果一个家庭是有常常读圣经的，就会有一个方，有一个想法，如何一起成长。
Another point.
另一点。
How do we build a Christian family?
如何建立一个基督化的家庭呢
？We must serve God together as a family.
我们一个家庭要一起来侍奉神。
That is our goal.
这就是我们的目标。
Let's turn to Joshua.
我们看耶稣雅记。
24。
耶稣雅记第44章。
24。
对不起，二十。24章
24.
耶稣雅记第24章
verse 14 to 15.
14-15节
Joshua 24:14-15.
耶稣雅记24章第14-15节14节，现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。15节，若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Joshua told the people.
这里耶稣亚告诉众人。
Now we have to make a choice.
现在要做选择了。
Because we are inherit the land of Canaan.
现在我们已经承受了迦南地。
We're going to start a new life.
我们要过一个新的生活。
You should, we all should remove the idols.
一定要把这些偶像除掉。
To serve the God, to serve the true God.
来侍奉真神。
But if you think that serving the idols are good, you go ahead.
那如果你认为侍奉这些偶像是好的，你可以去做。
But for me and my family,
可是我跟我的家庭
we will always serve the Lord.
我们必定时常侍奉神。
This is a very good statement.
这是一句非常好的话。
I and my house,
我跟我的家
we have to serve the Lord.
我们会侍奉耶和华。
God never forced us to love Him.
神不会强迫我们爱他。
But God want to see we love Him with our heart.
可是神却要我们用我们的心去爱他。
Why God put us as a family together?
为什么把神把我们这些人聚成为一个家庭呢？
Because God want us to serve Him.
因为神要我们一起侍奉他。
And in the future, go to heaven together.
而且将来能够一起上到天堂。
Of course, as a family, we can share a lot of things together.
当然，作为一个家庭，我们可以分享很多东西。
We live in the same house.
我们住在同一个屋檐下。
Share the same food.
我们吃同样的米饭。
Share the same vacation.
我们一起去度假。
But there's one thing that only the children of God can share.
可是有一样事情是只有神的儿女可以分享的。
As a family, we share the grace of serving God together.
就是作为一个家庭，我们分享侍奉神的那种恩典。
When I go to UK this time, I've discovered a lot of family. They're very devoted.
那这一次我这一趟我去英国，我发现很多家庭都是非常虔诚的。
They really devoted in serving God.
他们在侍奉神上非常的专心。
I've seen some elderly brother and sister.
我看到一些年长的弟兄姐妹。
They have retired and they sold their takeaway shop already.
他们已经
退休了，
不再做他们那个生意了。
But even they sold the shop, but they still come to church every day and they help the church in cooking.
虽然他们把生意卖掉，可是每天都会到教会去做这个煮饭的事情。
Helping the theological class cooking the food.
来帮助这个。神训班来煮饭。
Some are 60, some are 70s.
有些已经六十多岁，有些七十多岁。
But they're still serving God.
还是在侍奉神。
And then the children.
还有那些小孩。
And then their children may be 30 or 40 years old.
对不起，他们的儿女可能已经三十多、四十多岁。
They also come to church to serve God.
他们也来到教会侍奉。
And then the young children, the young one.
他们那些小孩子。
They also come to church to serve God.
也到教会去侍奉。
So I see the family from grandparent, the parent to young children, they're all in the church helping out.
那我看到一些家庭，就是他们的祖父母、他们的父母，还有到小孩，都在教会里面侍奉。
Wow, I look at this picture.
我看到这种情景。
Very beautiful.
是多么的美丽。
The whole family help serving God together.
整家人在教会里面侍奉神。
Three generations.
一家三代。
Isn't it the nicest things that God can give it to us?
这难道不是神给我们最好的东西吗？
We can serve Him.
我们可以侍奉他。
Because Christ is the head of our family.
因为基督是我们家的主人。
We use God's word as a point of teaching.
我们用神的话语作为我们的教训。
And then we serve God as a family goal.
我们以侍奉神作为这个家庭的目标。
That our life become meaningful and happiest.
那我们的生活就是有意义而且喜乐的。
So I hope that from now, our all family in church, we strive to build a Christ-like family.
所以希望我们现在教会每一个家庭都努力朝着建立基督化家庭为目标。
You will see your life, your family life will be better and be blessed.
那你就会看到你的家庭生活越来越好，越来越蒙福。
Let's sing him.
我们再唱诗。
435
首。
Now we are going to pray.
现在我们要祷告。
In our prayer, we especially pray for the afternoon, the RE year-end service.
我们在祷告里面，我们特地为今天整个教育的年终活动祷告。
It's going to be a new year beginning.
因为将要新学年将要开始了。
And our Toronto Church has been blessed by God of so many young kids.
多伦多教会是蒙主祝福的，有这么多的小孩子。
This is very special. You don't see this everywhere.
这也是非常特别的，在其他教会是很难找到的。
But this also means enormous responsibility.
可是同时也告诉我们，我们有很大的责任。
If we educate them, teach them in the Lord when they were young.
如果我们在他们小的时候，在主里面教养他们。
In the future, they will remain in the Lord.
那么将来他们也会继续在主的里面。
If we neglect our duty right now,
如果我们现在忽略了我们的责任。
In the future,It's hard to change.
那将来就很难去改变事实。
So, we have so many children in our hands.
现在我们手里面有这么多的孩子。
We have to ask the Lord to give all the parents wisdom, dedication to fulfill your task.
我们求主赐给我们所有的父母有这种智慧，有这种的耐力来去 做好他们的工作。
We ask the Lord to guide us.
我们求主带领我们。
Secondly, we have to pray for the upcoming spiritual convocation and evangelical service.
我们第二就是为我们将要来临的灵恩布道会祷告。
We ask the Lord to working with us and to bring in truth seeker and to revive our faith.
我们求主带领我们能够带领更多的慕道者，还有在更新我们的信仰。
And to continue to pray for all the lost sheep.
我们继续为那些迷失的迷失的羊祷告。
And also pray for our church expansion.
我们继续为教会分事的事情祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
我们一起跪下祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we make a few announcements. First of all, we're happy that there are several brothers and sisters who have recently relocated to Toronto and will be joining us for services in the near for the foreseeable future.
第一就是我们非常高兴有几位弟兄姐妹们，他们刚搬来多伦多，将会以后在将来将会与我们一起参加聚会。
Brother Alan and Sister Amy have recently relocated from California to Toronto to continue their graduate education at York University. Alan.
还有就是Alan弟兄和Amy姐妹，他们最近从加州会搬到来多伦多，继续他们的学业。
Can you guys stand up?
Yeah. 我们可以介绍一下吗？
And also there's a sister Angelia who is from Nanjing Church.
还有 Angelia是姐妹，是从南京教会来的。
She is here to continue her graduate education at the University of Waterloo. She's in the audio room.
就是在后面的, audio room.
We also welcome a friend who's here with us for the first time.
还有我们也欢迎, 一位第一次来参加我们聚会的朋友。
Her name is Lexi, and she is Brother Chen Zhongyi's friend.
钟毅弟兄的朋友, Lexi, 你好。
We welcome you and hope that you can continue to have service with us in the future.
我们欢迎你的到来, 希望将来你可以常常来我们教会聚会。
As Preacher Yang had mentioned before, we will be having an evangelical service and spiritual convocation in September.
正如刚才杨传道所说的，我们在九月将会有这个灵恩布道会。
From the 16th to the 20th.
就是会在九月的16号到20号。
So we continue to pray for this spiritual event and ask God to prepare our heart to receive His blessings then.
我们祈求主，我们祷告，求主继续带领我们这个圣会，而且祝福这个圣会。
Also, in October, there will be a Canadian National Adult Theological Seminar in Toronto.
还有就是在10月，在多伦多将会有这个加拿大成年神训班。
The registration deadline is on September 15th, so we encourage brothers and sisters who are interested in attending to register as soon as possible.
那截止日报名截止日期是9月15号，我们在这里鼓励弟兄姐妹们尽早报名参加。
There's also the United States National Adult Theological Seminar, whose registration deadline is on October 15th. October 15th.
它的报名截止日期是在10月15号。
Also, in place of our typical annual picnic, this year we're going to be having a fall foliage trip.
那我们就是今年的那个秋季的野餐，我们现在改为这个教会赏枫之旅。
The location will be in Owen Sound, which is about two hours drive north of Toronto.
地点呢是在这个 Owen Sound, 就是从多伦多开车2小时往北2小时。
We will announce more details in the coming weeks, and also the sign-up sheet will be posted as well.
那我们会在下个礼拜宣布更多的详情，还有我们也会预备那个报名表格给大家报名。
This afternoon, we will have the religious education year-end service.
今天下午我们将会有这个宗教教育班的年终聚会。
And we ask Brother Wilson to say grace for us.
然后现在我们就请这位Wilson弟兄来带领我们谢饭。
And through today's sermon, edify and encourage us so that our faith can increase. So we also ask the Lord to guide our coming spiritual and evangelical congregation.
So we are
about to partake our lunch.
求主耶稣纪念楼下为我们准备午餐的弟兄姐妹。
So we ask the Lord to remember those brothers and sisters that prepared the lunch for us.
愿一切的 尊贵荣耀颂赞归于主耶稣。
May all glory and praise unto your name.
Amen.
Amen.